You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
Now, first up on the show today, you would have heard it in the news just there, the news bulletin. I want to mention the Epidemic Response Committee. We touched on this briefly on the Tuesday Wire when they had their first session, but we're going to report on this more regularly on the days in which they are in session. So I'm just going to explain it a bit here about what they actually do. So on the Parliament website, it states, the Epidemic Response Committee was established on the 25th of March 2020 to consider and report to the House on matters relating to the government's management of the COVID-19 epidemic. The cross-party committee will be chaired by the Leader of the Opposition, Simon Bridges, and will consist of 11 members in total, six of whom will be opposition members. The members of the committee are Kiritapu Allen of the Labour Party, Paula Bennett, National Party, Marama Davidson, Green Party, Ruth Dyson, Labour Party, Paul Goldsmith, National Party, Dr. Shane Letty, National Party, David Seymour, ACT Party, Fletcher Tabuteau, New Zealand First Party, Michael Wood, Labour Party, and Michael Woodhouse, National Party. From the 31st of March, the committee will meet remotely via video conference on Tuesday, Wednesday and Thursday from 10 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. In its first week, the committee will hear from a range of people from sectors including health, business, police and civil defence. And you can check the submitters list to find out more about who will be appearing before the committee. So basically, they'll have other experts coming in and speaking amongst those 11 members in total that you just heard. BFM News teamer James Tapp is reporting for us today, and key points raised during the session were as follows. Today, in this latest committee meeting, there's been a large focus on the guidance of officers and whether they have more powers due to extraordinary times, with Professor John Hopkins and Police Commissioner Mike Bush answering these questions. So those powers are currently down to officer discretion, with some guidance to the whole police body about how to combat this new situation, especially over this four-week lockdown. There are currently no exact guidelines for officers. However, if there is, the public will be given a summary instead of an exact layout of guidelines, so these guidelines cannot be exploited by the public. The police force has gotten guidance from Crown Law about how to interpret law, and if offenders are being taken to court, the discretion of officers and interpretation will be tested in court. There were a lot of questions around whether people can go to the beach and who should be giving out this information, with the police, Prime Minister and Auckland Council all giving different answers around whether access is viable. Simon Bridges spoke about where he lives and visiting Mount Maunganui, because Simon Bridges lives in Tauranga. Mike Bush responded saying the easy answer is no, do not go to the beach if it's about 15 kilometres away. They know family harm is going up and not necessarily as being reported, and are working with organisations who focus on this to try and provide as much support as possible. There was also a large focus on the safety of officers and their relation to the community, with all officers being provided with personal protective equipment, as well as a lack of process when checking in on those who are self-isolating. Commissioner Bush had announced all of those self-isolating would be visited within 3 days. However, this has not happened and now has been discontinued. Instead, they will be checked online, which was met with a lot of criticism from members of Parliament. In one example provided, the officer did not do an identity check on the member of public who was isolating, instead just asking for a name and a lack of questions surrounding the travel patterns of this person or any other important information surrounding how there could be potential spread. There is also no information being collected by police if they are entering households. So that's all for this week. We'll continue covering the Epidemic Response Committee next week. And I don't know about you, but it raises way more questions than answers for me right now. but I reckon that's probably the purpose, because what they're trying to figure out is actually just what are we looking at. And the point of the committee is to then respond to the government and say, look, this is what we've seen as being issues. Excuse me. And these are things that you probably need to address. I would say that the government then addresses it probably in the Prime Minister's stand-up that she's doing sort of every afternoon. So probably tune in there if you do have questions. Otherwise, this probably is a great time to get in touch with your local politician, find out who is in your electorate, because they could probably forward those questions on to this committee.
That was a 95 BFM podcast. Support 95 BFM with a B card. Go to 95bfm.com/signup.